Hawaii in the 1930s presented itself as an island paradise, and it was for a moneyed elite. But as the infamous Massey case, a sordid and headline-grabbing story of rape and revenge, showed the world, it was also a place where the wealthy and well-connected, if they were the right color, could get away with murder. David Carroll's play Massey Kaha Hawaii holds nothing back in its retelling of the alleged rape of Thalia Massey and the all-too-real murder of Joseph Kaha Hawaii. Noah Schutz is one of the student actors in the upcoming Windward Community College production. He's with us in our studio. Good morning, Noah.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Taking on these roles, and you have more than one role in this play, including the attorney Clarence Darrow, was an education for you, wasn't it?
Oh, yes, it was. The entire production process was always a learning experience for me. I found it interesting going through the play, being able to pick up a piece of history that I had never heard of before in school, and I don't know why that was. It's a very key piece of Hawaiian history, not only Hawaiian history, but American history in general.
It got the attention of the nation directed to Hawaii, very much so, because it was a scandalous story set against a tropical background, right?
Yes, indeed. We were almost thrown into martial law because of it.
Yeah. Let's outline the story quickly. Thalia Massey was a Navy wife who disappeared from a party. Was it the Waikiki Yacht Club?
It was the Alawai Inn.
Alawai Inn. Disappeared from a party, came back a couple of hours later, alleging that she had been assaulted by four local men. Accurate?
Yes, indeed. She left the inn and was supposedly or allegedly assaulted on a walk that she decided to take around midnight, to which she ended up at home somehow, called her husband, Thomas Massey, and explained that she had been assaulted by four Hawaiians who she swore was Hawaiians.
Mm-hmm. And later that night, five men were arrested?
Yes, those five men were arrested with little to no evidence based on allegations by a rich white woman. And those men were then taken to trial, prosecuted, had their names dragged through the dirt, and were basically stained for the rest of their lives. And a very unfortunate turn of events.
Exonerated in trial, though, right?
Yes. Eventually, yes. The Pinkerton Report was released, which did clear their names, but it was unfortunately squashed by a local businessman.
And then Joseph Kaha Hawaii was murdered.
Yes, Joseph Kaha Hawaii was picked up by Grace Fortescue, the mother of Thalia Massey, and three other men, including Thomas Massey, and was murdered, all because they thought that he did commit the crime and that he was trying to hide his guilt.
And Grace Fortescue Massey was later punished how?
Unfortunately, she wasn't punished at all. They ended up getting out of their very obvious guilt in murder, and she spent the rest of her time living her life as though nothing had ever happened.
Didn't she spend an hour sitting in the governor's office?
Yeah, she spent an hour drinking tea in the governor's office, which is...
That was her house arrest. That was the punishment.
It went from a sentence of 10 years down to 1 hour in the governor's office because of the increasing amount of public pressure being put on poor Governor Judd. And he eventually conceded to the overwhelming pressure and gave them an hour instead of 10 years.
How does the play address these events?
The play gives you an outlook on everything, sort of like an overview of the case. But we do put emphasis on certain parts of the case. I don't want to ruin the play for you.
You won't.
So we address the murder, the case. I get to play Clarence Darrow in what is almost the climax of the show.
And he was brought out to Hawaii to defend Grace Fortescue Massey, right?
Yes, he was brought out by a conglomerate of white people in the mainland who said that they needed the greatest defense attorney of all time to come down and defend the four murderers who were obvious murderers and pled guilty.
This had its own impact on you, didn't it? Taking on this role.
Yeah, it was a great honor for me to be able to get the role of Clarence Darrow, because everybody will remember Clarence Darrow, and I hope that everybody will be okay with or accept the way that I play him. And I want to put on a a right sort of stance for Darrow and for all of the characters in the play.
It's pretty important when you're dealing with a historical subject to avoid creating false impressions, yeah?
Yeah, we try to stay as true as possible to the whole case. We don't deviate from the actual timeline, I guess, of the play. We try to give accurate representation of what happened, what life would have been back then, and we don't hold back blows, in a sense.
It would be nice to say that this was a representative of an archaic way of thinking that we now have now buried in the past. Do you think that's true?
To a degree. I think as there is always going to be that tinge on American society from the old ways that we used to live in the 1930s. I don't think we'll ever get over that, and I don't think we should ever stop talking about what did happen, the tragedies that did occur. Even though it was 70, 80 years ago, it still affects our life now.
You will always hear people, when you talk about a historical tragedy or something that is, you know, brings a certain amount of shame to local culture, is why dredge it up? You know, what is the effect of bad memories and evoking ugly memories of our past? Does it undermine us, you know, as a culture, or does it strengthen us?
I don't think it undermines us at all. It's important to remember where you came from in order to figure out who you are now. Mm-hmm. There's always that that old phrase, those who do not learn from the past are doomed to repeat it.
Mm-hmm.
And so if we don't teach this in public schools, how are we supposed to learn from the mistakes that we made back then? How are we supposed to change future without knowing the past? If we try to hide such a tragedy as the death of Joseph Kahawai, which was a very tragic instance in Hawaiian history and American history, then how can we prevent that from happening in the future? I feel that this is a very important topic to teach to kids in a young age, and I was unfortunate enough not to ever learn about it.
I don't think too many people your age would have learned about it. It'd be interesting to find out, you know, among people who are listening, just how many of them had known this story.
Yeah, I do encourage people my age or people of any age to come down and take in the case of Joseph Kahawai and Thalia Massey and to really learn about this piece of history, this necessary piece of American history.
You know, Noah, one of the things that's different about the play, you could tell just from the title, is it's always referred to as the Massey case,
mm-hmm.
not as the Massey Kahawai case, which tells you something right there, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. It's important to remember that this whole thing is a tragedy to Joseph Kahawai, not so much Thalia Massey, because, yes, in the end,
he's the one that got murdered.
Yeah, he's the one who got shot in the chest, and they try to write him out of the history books, which is just a tragic thing to think about. I don't even want to put that dark image into my head, but it's necessary in order to understand what the times were like back in the 1930s that we tried to bury this whole thing under the carpet and never think about it again.
Well, it's just got unburied by your production, at least. Thanks very much, Noah.
Thank you.
Noah Schutz, a second-year Windward Community College student studying theater, plays two characters in the production, Massey Kahawai, a detective, an outraged citizen, and Clarence Darrow. That's three characters. The play runs October 20th through the 28th at Windward Community College's Palikou Theater.